Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk late fall fishing, early ice fishing, and even deer hunting with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Today, anglers fish longer. Today, anglers fish harder. Today, anglers rely more than ever on their electronics. It all comes down to catching more fish, and today, anglers rely on Amped Outdoors lithium batteries, period. Visit ampedoutdoors.com today to power your outdoor experience.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. I got Jarrett McCarthy in here again. Jarrett, good to have you on the show here, and we're looking at, for sure, that we're getting close to that deer season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a couple weeks away, looks like we're going to have some nice weather for it. Deer are starting to run around out there, starting to see some nice bucks come back, you know, from the archery season or what have you, but all signs point to go at this point.
You know, and I'm hearing some reports, some decent bucks being taken by bow hunters out there because you're getting in that rut time.
Yep, we're seeing the same thing. Those deer starting to run around. We're starting to see some really nice pictures from guys in-house and just from customers coming in. It's encouraging for this year.
You know, and we'll talk a little bit about the fishing, too. We could go back to the hunting, but we'll talk about the fishing a little bit. There's still some guys out there muskie fishing. I was out, as we're talking here, I was just out the other day and caught one fish out there, one muskie.
Yeah, absolutely. Still got suckers in stock right now. We got some nicer weather, which is going to help for guys that want to be out on the water a little bit later in the year. You know, I see some solid upper 30s and 40s with some rain or what have you, so that ice is... It's waiting out there to start ice season, but yeah, there's plenty of opportunities out there, not just for muskies, but for guys looking to get out after panfish, walleye, you know, everything's going to be good right now all the way up until ice up.
Yeah, the only place I saw some ice was in some of the back bays and channels where actually, unfortunately, some of the boat landings are too, so it makes it harder to get into.
Yeah, yep. Luckily, you know, with the warmer weather we've had and the rain, a lot of that ice is probably going to go away within the next day or two if it hasn't already, which will make access to, you know, those lakes a lot easier.
You know, and like I said, it's not just the muskie fishing. There's pretty good walleye out there and actually good smallmouth, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Just about everything right now. A lot of fish are starting to come up shallow with the water cooling off. You know, they're hitting on nice lively bait right now. It's kind of what they do this time of year. They're fattening up for winter. And, yeah, good fishing.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, ice fishing. That's going to happen here. Usually by the end of deer season, there's a few guys out on some lakes.
Yep, doesn't take much ice to get a lot of people out onto the ice. You know, 2-3 inches at most. But, you know, as soon as we get that first cold, you know, a lot of those water temps have come down quite a bit over the last couple of weeks around here, and it'll make for a good ice up, just as long as we don't have any snow to screw it up.
You know, once we get that and guys start getting out there, ice safety is a big deal. I mean, if you fall through, it you know, could get you. You know, you want to be careful out there. You know, a couple of tips for guys getting out there.
You know, for guys that are going out early ice, you know, take a buddy. You know, that's your number one thing. You always have somebody else that can help if something happens. Take your, you know, it's going to sound funny, but if you don't have a floating ice suit already, wear a life jacket out when you're spudding the lake for the first time. Take a throwable, take a rope, just do something. Make sure you're letting somebody know where you're going, when you're going, and what you're planning on doing out there. So if you're not back at the time that you say you're supposed to be back, somebody knows exactly where you are and where to come get you. You know, there's not enough checkpoints that you can check off on your way to being safe on the ice.
You mentioned floating suit. You know, there's quite a few different companies out there have floating suits for winter and ice. And, you know, they started out, they were pretty pricey. They're still not real cheap, but you know, what's your life worth? And you know, there's some really comfortable gear out there available.
Absolutely. You know, Striker, you know, I've got a Striker suit, and Striker's really nice. Clam makes a really good one. You know, there's quite a few companies out there on the market that are making some really quality float suits out there right now. You know, and just as you said earlier, you know, what's the price on your life? You know, spending an extra $200 or $300 on a pair of, you know, nice bibs and a jacket, you know, I think that'd be cheap insurance for you going through the ice.
You know, and gloves even. I mean, I'm wearing these Fish Monkey gloves, the Yeti gloves in the wintertime. Those things are super comfortable and warm. And to stay warm is a big thing. One of the big challenges out there once we get into that hard water ice season.
Yep, absolutely. You know, a lot of the gear these days is designed to keep you warm out there, but I think it's just making sure that you're wearing the right stuff out there. And a lot of guys, you know, they go onto the ice thinking, all right, if I put enough layers on, I'll be warm. But that's not quite true, you know, either, because you don't want to put enough on where it's going to make you start sweating, because that's going to chill you twice as fast as if you had, you know, half the clothing on. So, you know, just making sure you're having enough clothing to stay warm, but not too much where you're killing yourself.
We were talking earlier here in the store about the live sonar, forward-facing sonar. You know, that's available out there. If you learn how to use it, it can be really good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like playing a video game. If, you know, you guys are out there sitting there thinking that your Vexar and your Markham are, you know, the upper echelon of playing a video game on the ice, just wait until you start using this sonar.
You know, and along with that, you know, we talked about this stuff on the other shows. I talked about it with Eric Tui, a couple of guides and stuff. We need to really, really start thinking about, you know, how many fish we're actually going to need, or how many fish we're going to keep, because our technology has gotten so good out there, and the knowledge of catching these fish is unbelievable.
It really has, you know. And, you know, I've changed myself over the years with how many fish I'm taking off the water. And as I get to be a better fisherman, you know I don't need to have a cooler of fish, you know, up to the brim of it, you know, at all times. So practicing that catch and release, only taking what you need, just to make sure that fishery is there for years to come.
Fishing is supposed to be fun. That's why we go out there, to enjoy it. Catching, the challenge of finding them, catching them, is not so much the challenge of finding, catching them, and eating them.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're out fishing as a kid and you're out catching all these big bluegills and crappies or what have you, and you want to go revisit those memories and start catching all those fish again, and you go back and all of a sudden all those fish are gone. Well, maybe you should have taken a few less in the years past. You know, you want to make sure that those same memories are there for your kids and their kids. And, you know, it all starts with selective harvest.
You know, talk about crappie fishing through the ice just a little bit. Any good one tip that you can give somebody out there to be more productive in the winter?
There's so many. Just be prepared to move. You know, crappies are on the move at all points and times. And, you know, I was out on the ice this last year, fishing one of the local lakes, and there were six groups out there, and I had been out there the week before, and I had found them in a particular area. Went out there with another guy, and we were punching holes in that area. Didn't find a single fish, you know, so we're punching holes in other areas, and all these other groups that we're seeing out there are stationary. They're not moving at all, and finally, me and the other guy were out there, and we finally get into a few of them, and we start to see them, and all of a sudden, we just find them stacked, and he and I are leaning into them one after another, and every other group that's out there is just watching us. So it pays to move on the ice for crappies. You know, you can camp on them and wait for them to come through, but you're going to catch you know, 10 to 1 more if you're on the move for these fish.
That's true with any fish in open water or otherwise. As far down here at the shop, you guys are all set up for the ice fishing season, and you got a bunch of hunting stuff in here, too?
Absolutely. Anything that you're looking for ice fishing, if you're still looking for stuff for open water, we've still got everything out. If you're looking for a deal on an auger or a brand new shack for this coming year, we've got them here. Looking to have your beaver dam service and get them ready for early ice walleyes. Everybody's getting excited for that. You know, come on down. But yeah, we're here. We're ready for you.
If nothing else, come down and talk fishing.
Absolutely. We love doing that.
Jared, thank you for taking the time here.
Yep. Thanks, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make their show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking fall hunting, fishing, and ice fishing even with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also have a great selection of ammunition, scents, hunting supplies, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, as we wrap up the open water fishing season, we're into the late fall. So much to do and very little time to do it. On this week's show, we're talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy about late fall fishing, early ice fishing, and even some deer hunting. Eric, good to have you on the show. I haven't had you on for a little while, anyhow.
Yeah, you know, we've been keeping busy this fall, and things are starting to wind down a little bit for some of us. But, you know, it's all about of kind of now that special time of the year of kind of picking and choosing what you want to do in the fall, because there's just so much to do right now. We had a, you know, a decent fall season this year. You know, we had some good bites with topwater bucktails in the early part of the fall and some shallow water stuff. And then, you know, we've been kind of in that trolling and sucker game, if you would. That definitely is a decent year. We really kind of had a little bit more of a emphasize in this last cold snap that we had, and that really dropped temperatures, as you know, on the lakes. And you know, might even have to be a little picky choosy moving forward here with getting in some late season musky fishing in.
Yeah, the lakes will start to lock up, especially access is where you can get in. You know, if it's any kind of a back bay or a channel, that'll freeze up on you, and that keeps you off the main lake even though it's open.
Yeah. So some of these smaller lakes, you know, that are fun little gems, you know, they might start seeing ice on it a little sooner than some of our bigger lakes. So it's just, you know, you got to play your cards right, pick your launches, you know, but we're going to be able to still get out probably, I'd imagine, through gun deer season. So,
well, you know, I can remember going out years ago. We used to break holes in the ice with a 2x4 at the boat ramp to get the boat in. So, you know, a lot of the guys out there are pretty hardcore. I'm not quite that hardcore unless I'm out there guiding, but if I myself, I used to go out and didn't matter if I was guiding or not, I'd go out after big fish. And you know, it takes a lot of effort to get out there, not to mention the fact you got to try to stay warm and keep things from icing up.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if a guy can get out there, by all means, you know, be safe about it. Water temps are extremely cold, you know, as we are talking now and going moving forward. So, you know, also, you don't want to be breaking stuff. You know, those worm drives, they can freeze up, and you know, you don't want to have three broken reels before the best part of the day, which is the warmest part of the day, gets there. So, you know, take these things in mind with your late fall season musky hunting.
Yeah, I've froze a few reels up and broke them and had people break them in the boat. They didn't know what was going on. And I've also broke a trolling motor that wouldn't retract under power. You know, that the Alteras, you got to be careful of those out there in the freezing temperatures. But I really love to run them things because it basically saves me a lot of time because I don't have to be running back and forth in the boat to put it in.
Yeah, some of these things that we, you know, kind of take for granted during the summertime, like you're saying, the Altera, you know, there's a few of us guys that, you know, might run that. Some of us will swap that out back to Trova just for that fall time frame, just because, you know, we do see things lock up very quickly. You know, colder morning starts, even though you might not be starting until 8 o'clock, 9 a.m. So,
you know, the good thing about the muskies this time of year is they're big. I mean, they're heavy, and they seem to be a little heavier than normal this year. They've been eating real good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Fish are eating. They do need to pack on the pounds. They are, you know, as we get further into the fall, you know, the pike is still there. It can be a little tricky at times with colder temperatures, and you're going to have interactions with fish. But yes, they're going to be on the heavier side. These fish need to build up all that good body fat going into winter as their metabolism does slow down.
You know, other fish out there too, you know, just think you can catch muskies, because this is a time of year when you can get some really nice walleyes, and the panfish are pretty cooperative too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a great time whether you're musky fishing or panfish fishing, you know, you could kind of be scouting a little bit for that early ice time frame while you're out there. You know, be thinking about that in relation to where the, you know, your food and forage is, you know, whether that is, you know, crappies and bluegills. You know, even the smallie fishing can be halfway decent. You know, these fish can be ice cold, but boy, when they womp a bait, they hit it hard.
Well, you know, and you mentioned the ice fishing, and everybody's gearing up for that. We're down at Hayward Bait right now, sitting in an ice shack talking, yeah, recording. But, you know, the people are going to get out there, and nowadays it's a lot easier to get out there. We got better equipment, better shacks. We got everything better.
Absolutely. You know, everything has just, you know, gone up above and beyond. We have, you know, float assist suits. So if you're going out in that early ice time frame, you know, it's a great idea to have one of those. You know, we've got a big stack of spud bars in front of us here at the Hayward Bait, and these are a critical tool for that early ice. Always be checking the ice. Another aspect to safety would be, you know, those ice picks that we wear around the neck. I'll actually wear mine all season long, but definitely a must in that early ice time frame.
You know, and speaking of ice fishing too, everything's changed so much. I mean, with the shelters being more comfortable, the gear we wear, the clothing, the electronics, and now the newest thing, we've got this live or forward-facing sonar. You know, it's time, I think, that, you know what, we start thinking about how many fish we're going to keep and being more selective on harvesting fish, because I've said this for a long time. I said, we get good enough that we can catch fish one after another and catch limit after limit. We need to be thinking about how many fish we're going to be keeping, because it is a resource that's not unexpendable.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we should always, every day that we're on the water, out in the woods, you know, consider ourselves very lucky to have and be in the position that we are up here. Every time that we do harvest some fish, you know, we are maybe taking a little bit off of that resource, that individual resource there. So being selective on our size class is critical, trying to see some of those bigger fish. You know, those are our females, they're spawners. The flip side would be big bluegills, of course. Those are our males. They are so critical to a watershed because they're going to guard the nest and everything in the spring. We don't want to stunt that lake. Even on our walleye side of things, yeah, you know, just trying to look at more of, you know, what's a good table fare. Hey, even Mr. Pike, you know, I know a lot of guys frown upon them, but boy, oh boy, they are great table fare fish too. And there's all sorts of different ways you can, you know, prepare your fish, even if it is, you know, just standard deep fried, but, you know, throw it into some fish tacos. That meat goes that much further. Yep. And by gosh, you don't have to fill that bucket, you know, anymore for a meal.
Well, the other thing too to keep in mind is that, yeah, I don't care what fish you're talking about. It could be anything from 10 years old to 20 years old fish, and the bigger fish, and the older they get, the bigger there are, there's fish out there, and the fewer there are of them, so that the more plentiful fish are the mid-sized fish, which is the ones we should be looking at keeping. We're going to harvest some fish for table fare.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, as you're saying, you know, with technology and everything, just making it more comfortable for a guy to go out, let's, you know, try to move forward as being just good sportsmen and women out there and being selective on our harvest.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Haywood Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Haywood Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Haywood Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Haywood Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Haywood, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Haywood Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Haywood Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Haywood Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Haywood on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Haywood Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. Let's talk a little bit about deer hunting. We've got the deer season. We're as it's airing, we're a week away from our gun deer season. The bow season's underway. I know you've been doing some bow hunting. I haven't had a chance to get out yet. I've been trying to get a whole bunch of stuff done for winter.
Yeah, we got a really nice cold snap, kind of leading right into that Halloween weekend or Halloween week, if you would. That really set the woods on fire. My gosh, there were some bucks on their feet. You know, we had our highs kind of dipping around into that 30s, seeing lows well below 20. The bucks were on their feet, and definitely had some fun seeing a lot of deer chasing, a lot of bucks, you know, basically locking down with some does and trying to keep them around. A lot of stories of guys, you know, watching some bucks fighting and sparring and everything. So they are on their feet. It'd be a great time if you're a bow hunter or crossbow hunter to get out in the woods, even if it might only be for an hour or two in the afternoon, because they are always moving throughout the day too. So you should see a really good stretch leading into our gun season with good deer activity.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of good reports out there as far as deer activity right now. And typically, we're getting that absolute peak of the rut is usually somewhere between the second week, right in around the second week or so of the month, usually. Usually before the gun season, and sometimes it goes into the gun season a little bit. But that's the time when the bucks have actually got on the does and they're actually in the breeding process.
Absolutely, yeah. If, you know, one of the things I always look at for a spot that I want to hunt, do I have the does around? If I got does around, well, Mr. Big's going to be around looking for a date too, so...
You bet. Well, you know, and that's going to be, we're going to be looking at hunting a little different this year because, you know, unless you got a food plot out there, So now you go back to what, your acorns and looking for your natural food sources and your natural bedding areas?
Yeah, food source is always something good to look at. You're always going to have generally your does around in those areas. We had a great acorn year. Saw a lot of acorns dropping actually quite early as August this year. So there's tons of forage out there for these critters. It's going to change some folks in their hunting, a little bit, but that's all right. Utilize some of these little factors. You had mentioned bedding. That's a really good aspect. Try to think about some food sources. If you didn't put in a food plot, and think about that bedding, try to find some of these transition areas. That'd be a really good option going into that gun deer season.
I think the bucks tend to move around a little bit more too when you don't have the feeding going on, because they're in all the deer moving around more during the daytime hours than at night. Because I've watched them on trail cameras in food plots and stuff. They come in after dark a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And the only time you start seeing the bucks is when they actually get into the breeding phase. Then they're really out there with the does, and they're locked in with the does. And if the does are coming in to a food source, the bucks are going to be right behind those does. They don't leave the does. And, it all comes into play as far as finding those deer this time of year.
Yeah, and just because you have a food source or something doesn't mean that those bucks are coming in for actually feeding purposes. They're going to eat actually way less during that kind of breeding time, that chase time, that rut, and they're going to be looking for more of the does. Now, the does, they're the ones that are really going to be still utilizing food sources, even if they are getting chased or in lockdown. And that buck, he'll just hang out with his date that time. So yeah,
you bet. Well, coming up that time, or all the way through the pre-rut and in the peak of the rut, if you find the does, you're going to find the bucks. And closer you get to the peak of the rut, the more the bucks are going to be with the does.
Absolutely, yeah. Think about all these things, even though we had a little bit of a change in what our gun deer season is up here on baiting, which is, we'll still be able to get it done, I think.
Back to a little bit on the ice fishing stuff, too. We're going to be in changing seasons going into the ice fishing here, about deer hunting time, too. And a few of the guides still guide up here for ice fishing. I do a few days in the wintertime, but I know you do quite a bit. And
yeah, there's a handful of us. A lot of us like to work together. So, just being that there's only a handful of us doing the ice guiding, it's a great option, with larger family or corporate groups that want to get out. Maybe a family, too, that whether you have a cabin up here or you live up here and you're just wanting to get a little bit of a taste test of it. It can be a little bit intimidating with all the gear that is available and the shacks and everything. Well, this alleviates having to maybe have that large expense of trying to gear up for this, and hiring a guide, get an idea of this is kind of the essentials of what you might want to have, and then moving forward, then you can start building up that arsenal. The great folks here at Bait 2, they'll get you set up with rods and reels and shacks as you see fit for what your ice fishing is. But us guides, we like to try to put you on some fish, have some fun, but also really get a learning experience and something just totally unique in that ice fishing realm of things.
Well, I'm getting up there in years now too, but I find it a lot easier once I get past more than two people for me, but for sure four people out there, it's easier to have another guide work in a group if you got half a dozen people. And usually what I'll do is team up with somebody like Tom Leahy or Duffy sometimes when he used to guide. And then, if I get a chance, I'd go out with you too. But if you got two guys, one guy could be dealing with the people, another guy could be setting the tip-ups and working, and it makes it much easier out there and a lot more effective as far as catching fish, I think.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, as any of you anglers might hop aboard with some of us ice guides, we are always doing something, whether it's checking or rebaiting tip-ups, making sure shacks are staying warm, making sure that people are catching fish, actually, because if we need to adjust or move, anything in larger groups, it's always a good idea to think about having maybe a secondary guide kind of on grounds with everything. It'll make that experience just even that much more enjoyable.
Well, Eric, been great information here talking with you here as we're switching seasons, and won't be too long, we'll be in a whole nother year, I guess, the way we're getting down there. But anybody wants to get a hold of you for the ice fishing thing or looking at next spring getting out, how do they get a hold of you, your website, phone and stuff?
Yeah, website is out there. I'm on the social media outlets too, but Catch and Capture is my guide service. And best way, though, if they want to get in touch is reach me via phone, which is area code 612-384-9127.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time with our listeners out there.
Hey, thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.